Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together as we learn about life. Father in heaven, Creator, of all life that is or ever will be. We praise you, God, for your creation, the works of your hands, the life that only you can bring to pass. Father, not only the beauty of creation that we see and touch and smell, the fragrance of the plants and flowers, and the incredible animals that you have created and given life, but the people that you have brought into this world, from Adam and Eve to the millions you have birthed in the womb. And we praise you for spiritual life that you have given us by your grace through the death of your Son, Jesus. God, you have blessed us with a river of life flowing out of us as you bless us with the fruit of your powerful Spirit. God, please direct our thoughts as we focus for this hour on the life that you give.
Sacrifice, I would obey. But my life is all I have, and and I will live it, dedicated to the honor of your name. Gladly will I bow down as your servant. Gladly will I wait for your command. I commit my trust to you, for you deserve it. Delight within the guidance of your hand. Your holy word within me. The book of truth is living in my heart. Written on each page from the beginning, there's the call for me to play my
A Call to Worship listener visiting our Facebook page writes, I listen to Call to Worship every Sunday morning from your website. One of the best overall programs ever, focusing on Jesus. Excellent music and scripture selections. And from Judith, Call to Worship is a real blessing to me at 5 a.m. on Sunday mornings. The scriptures that were read together were an excellent exhortation. God bless you. Nancy wrote, I love how this program helps me worship personally and prepares me for corporate worship on Sunday mornings. Thank you. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us. On our website, you can also find a playlist of all the songs heard on today's program, along with our statement of faith and other important information about this ministry. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that is designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness.
Child she could not afford, this beating heart could not be ignored, a heart that was beating inside, so new to her own. She made a choice to place this life in the arms of a husband and wife, had been praying that God would provide a child for their home. A choice for love, a choice to give. She chose to set aside her rights so a child could live. She understood there was a price, and she embraced the sacrifice when she made a choice for love, a choice for love. They made a choice to risk her life so her babies might be born alive. The odds that all seven would live were never that great. God would reward their faith and resolve They trusted him each problem to solve. They knew that the author of life would not make a mistake. A choice for love, a choice to give. They chose to set aside their rights so a child could live. They understood there was a price, and they embraced the sacrifice. When they made a choice for love, a choice for made a choice in Gethsemane to give his life for you and me. When he prayed, "Father, thy will, not my own," his life fulfilled its highest worth. His sacrifice bought our new birth and the right to stand before God at his throne. A choice for love, a choice to give. He chose to set aside his rights so that we understood what it would cost and gave his life upon the cross. When he made a choice for love, a choice for life, he understood what it would cost and gave his life upon the cross. When he made a choice for love, yes, he made the choice for love. When he made a choice for love, a choice for love.
Spirit, fear.
take time to be still and know that He is God. This is your call to worship.
Turn away, follow my heart, or surrender to your will. You're the potter, I am just the clay. I see your hand, help me understand. As we travel this journey, Lord, I pray, ignore the world, follow in your way. I desire to shadow you today. For the world has much to offer, but it's a very little worth. And it's easy to be blinded by the riches of this earth. But if my treasure is in heaven, then my heart will be there too. Be what I give back to you. I know your word, and I have heard you have promised your children can be free from all the chains and the pains that bind in every way. Loving Lord, free us all today. For the world has much to offer, but it's a very little worth. And it's easy to be blinded by the riches of this earth. But if my treasure is in, my heart will be there too. And the measure of my life will be what I give back to you. For the world has much to offer, but it's a very little worth. And it's easy to be blinded by the riches of this earth. But if my treasure is, my heart will be there too. And the measure of my life will be what I give back to you. And the measure of my life will be what I give back to you.
We're focusing on life this hour. As we look at life, the scriptures tell us that in the beginning, God gave life. These words from John chapter 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. From Genesis chapter 1, then God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. Later in that same chapter, and I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. In Genesis 2, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed a breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. Later in the same chapter, the Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. In the middle of the garden, he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. To preserve life during the flood, not just Noah's family, also take seven pairs of every kind of bird, says Genesis 7. There must be a male and a female in each pair to ensure that all life will survive on the earth after the flood. There's a long and full life as a blessing and reward. These words from Exodus chapter 20, honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Same concept found in Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Don't worry about your life, says Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? From John 10:10, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. What about spiritual life as found in God's Word? From Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And from Romans 5:17, if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive an abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. From 1 John 5, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. John 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, says Jesus, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. John 6, and this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that is now and of that which is to come. From Matthew 25, and they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life, heaven. Well, there's a special crown found in James chapter 1. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. That crown found again in Revelation 2. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. The book of life, referred to in Revelation 3, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 20, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. make certain, folks, that your name is written in that book, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Believe and receive this life. Enjoy this life abundantly, and the life hereafter eternally. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
Here I am.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been life. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on our website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again this time next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus, led me. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus, led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding paths of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus, led me all the way. Jesus, led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus, led me all the way. And he to my Lord hath led. Today he guides each step I tread, and soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus, led me all the way. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus, led me all the way. Jesus,